Hi there, I'm Ivy. Did you request a pickup? Great. Do you need any help with your bag? You sure? Okay, just hop in the back and you can store it behind the seat. Looks like you're going on vacation. Gonna visit some family? Really? You're not bringing much for someone who's moving. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't even thinking it could have been a breakup. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand. But if you'd like someone to talk to, I'm more than willing to listen. Wow, that's a hell of a way to find out. Hearing about it would have been hard enough, but catching her in the act with another guy, that's about as bad as it gets. I can see why you wanted to get out of that apartment right away. Guessing you don't have your own car then, since you needed a ride. So they're both titled in her name? Yeah, you can't exactly drive off then. Last thing you want is to technically steal a car. This was the smart move. You've got somewhere to stay at least, right? That's good. Glad someone's got your back. Friends are really important when you're going through something like this. Trust me, I've been there myself. I just got out of a bad relationship a few weeks ago. He wasn't a cheater or anything, just an asshole. Things started out really great, and then he got sort of passive-aggressive. Sly insults, little digs here and there. Eventually, he went from being subtle to openly criticizing me. Finding fault everywhere, like I couldn't do anything right. Finally, I had enough. Honestly, I think by the end, I was only staying for the sex. I mean, we had a lot of fun in bed. It's the only thing I miss now. You know how that goes. So I take it that means things weren't great in the bedroom with her? Wow, so you weren't getting any at all? To be fair, a few months isn't that bad of a slump if you were single, but you two were living together. Don't get me wrong, it's really considerate that you didn't pressure her, but you have to be really pent up. I mean, a man has needs. Well, I guess we all do. Not to give you too much information here, but it's barely been 3 weeks for me, and I'm already having wet dreams again. Oh yeah, girls can get them too. If it's been a while, my body just decides it needs a release, one way or the other. They're not even as wild as you might expect. I've had ones where I'm trying out a new vibrator, or getting off with the shower head, or hooking up with some random guy from high school that I didn't even like back then. I think the craziest it ever got was the one where I was in a hot tub with Willem Dafoe. I don't even know where to go with that. Anyway, I guess the point is that I feel your pain on the whole dry spell thing. Although, it's been a lot longer for you. Hey, I know this is kind of crazy, but why don't we help each other out? And listen, I absolutely get it if it's too soon after your ex. I respect that. I just want to put it out there, it's completely up to you. I'm not looking for another relationship, and I don't think you are either. Just some fun, you know? Blow off a little steam together. You up for it? Alright, let's do it. I don't really live around here, but I do know somewhere we could go. It's a parking garage where I hang out sometimes between riders. The top floors are usually empty. I think we could fool around there without getting caught. It's not far, but let's take things up a notch on the way. Reach into your pants and start rubbing yourself. Totally serious. Just the idea of it's already starting to get me going. You ever masturbated on the road before? See? It'll be a new experience. So slide your hand down there and stroke it till it gets nice and hard for me. Yeah, just like that. I'll try not to pull up next to the other cars where people can see. This little show is just for me. Does it feel good? You can make some noise if you want. I actually really like hearing a guy moan. That and the sound it makes when you stroke your dick. It's pretty hot. Would it help if I told you what I'm gonna do to you once we park? That I'm going to unzip your pants and lick your cock until it's soaking wet? I'm going to slide the head into my mouth so I can run my tongue along the bottom and feel it throb. Then I'll keep working my way down your shaft until you hit the back of my mouth. That's when I'll take a deep breath and push myself onto your cock until it slips down my throat. I'll keep going until my lips are wrapped around the base and you're all the way inside. Then you can bury your hands in my hair and grab the back of my head. Use my mouth however you like. Fast and shallow, slow and deep. It's completely up to you. I'll take it however you want. You want that? A little deep throat? I really love sucking cock, so I'll be happy to let you fuck my mouth. But you can't come there. I gotta get mine too, right? And I'm still on the pill, so I can ride you until you come inside. I love the feeling of hot cum filling me up. It's so good. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. And watching you in the rear view while you touch yourself. Oh, you're liking that too. Look how big your dick's gotten. And how you've laid your head back and closed your eyes while you're imagining it. You don't even care if anyone can see you jacking off. You're just desperate to get that cock in me. Well, you're in luck. This is the place. Just like I thought. Whole floor is empty. Nobody here to disturb us. Thanks for getting it so hard. I'll take over from here. Ooh, you're so thick. That's gonna feel so good once I slide it in. But I want to taste your pre-cum first. You'll give me some, right? Not enough. I'd better get some more out. That's all I can fit in my mouth. I'm gonna let you in my throat now. So good. Bet your ex didn't love sucking cock like this, did she? I do. And all that cum you've been saving up? I'm gonna get it. Look at how heavy your balls are. Maybe they need some licking and sucking too. Oh yeah, way too full. I better do something about that. Glad I wore a skirt today. I'll just slide these panties to the side and straddle your lap. I can feel your whole length rubbing against my slit like this. Oh, your tip rubbing against my clit feels really good. I could get off just from this. I come really easily. But I want to wait. I want to come with you. So let's just position you right at the entrance here. Feel how wet I am for you? how bad I want this. Not even a month out, I'm already out here fucking a stranger. Guess that makes me a slut. I don't care. I'm not gonna pretend like I don't love getting fucked. I want this thick cock inside me, and I'm gonna ride it until you shoot all of that beautiful white cum into me. Oh. Oh, yeah. Ah, that's the spot. Fuck yeah. Just like that. You feel amazing. Way bigger than my ex. He never stretched me like this. I think I'm gonna be sore later. That's okay though. It's worth it to take this cock. Here, if I lift my shirt up, how about grabbing my tits while I ride you? Go ahead. Pinch them. Twist them. Make me feel it good. As hard as you want. Yeah. Fuck. That's good. Oh, yeah. I don't even care if someone sees us. I need that big load of yours. Oh, I want to feel that hot cum filling me up while I'm getting off. I want to hear you moaning and gasping for breath while you empty your balls into me. Oh, I'm so close. Please, give it to me deep inside of me. I'm ready. I want it now. I'm coming. Yeah. Wow, you came a lot. This is amazing. It feels so good being full of your cum. Thanks, I really needed that. I've got a towel in the back. Here you go. Just go ahead and clean up. I'll get you where you need to go now. No, I don't need it. Being slippery afterwards is one of my favorite parts. You ready? Okay, here we go. Back on the road. And if you ever need another ride, either kind, just let me know. Oh, and if you don't mind, could you rate me 5 stars?